This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. When Governor Inslee signed the new two-year state operating budget, it included $2 million per year for the Fair Fund. After the funds were eliminated and an amendment to restore them rejected, effective negotiations worked to put them back into the budget. Pomeroy Representative Mary Dye spoke about the importance of fairs and the real-world experience it gives kids in rural Washington.
It is this factor, the fabric of our rural communities. It may seem like a no big deal thing for a small appropriation of $4 million, but it is the way that we acculturate our children into that sense of personal responsibility, a long-term commitment to an animal, and then to give that up in a market sale and to learn the responsibility that they're earning their way in this world.
Dye says it's generational.
It's part of the history of Washington State. It's part of our culture, and we should be very proud of the opportunities that we have given to kids across this state using the fairs, 4-H, FFA, and teaching these kids that they have a can-do spirit, that they can follow a project through from beginning to end, and they can be proud of what they accomplished.
This is the same amount that has been allocated for fairs in our state for most of the past 20 years. Lawmakers are still working on a capital budget that's being held up in large part due to a failure to reach agreement on fixing the Hearst decision, which limits drilling new wells in most of Washington.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.